The phenomenal success of 50 Shades of Grey wasn't about literary brilliance. It was about tapping into something millions of women secretly crave, the fantasy of surrendering to a sexually dominant partner. Despite selling over 125 million copies worldwide, this revelation hasn't bridged what relationship therapists called the assertiveness gap. A Kinsey Institute survey found that while 65% of women fantasize about being dominated sexually, fewer than 30% feel comfortable discussing these desires with their partners. This creates a peculiar paradox: women silently yearning for more assertive partners, while men, raised on messages about respecting women, hesitate to cross invisible boundaries. The disconnect between unspoken desire and communication is preventing countless couples from experiencing the intimacy they both secretly want. Men today face a genuine conundrum when their partner wants them to be more dominant in bed. From childhood, they've been taught to respect women, treat them as equals, and never be aggressive. Then suddenly, their partner hints she wants them to be an alpha male in bed, to take control, perhaps even engage in light roughness. This contradiction creates profound confusion. The key insight is understanding context. Respectful behavior outside the bedroom remains essential, but consensual dominance within intimate settings operates under different rules. Consider grabbing someone's arm in public, inappropriate, versus firmly gripping their wrists during consensual sex, potentially exciting. The physical action appears similar, but context transforms meaning completely. Similarly, language that would be offensive in daily life can become thrilling during intimate moments. What makes this particularly challenging is that men have been conditioned to see any dominance toward women as problematic. This conditioning runs so deep that even when explicitly invited to be more assertive, many hold back, fearing they might cross a line or reveal something troubling about themselves. Women's attraction to sexually assertive men has complex psychological roots, often strongest in the most independent and empowered women. Many modern women spend their days navigating workplace politics, managing perceptions, battling sexism, making family decisions, and maintaining vigilance about safety. After hours of control and defensive postures, they crave surrendering control to someone they completely trust. This willing surrender in a safe environment triggers dopamine and endorphins, creating both pleasure and profound relief. For many women, this isn't about weakness, but about trust deep enough to temporarily set aside their protective armor. Professional women who often downplay their femininity in competitive environments find the bedroom a space to fully embrace their feminine energy without consequences. Being taken by a confident partner allows them to experience their femininity intensely. When a woman asks for dominant behavior, she's expressing profound trust. I trust you enough to be vulnerable with you in ways I wouldn't be with others. This trust creates unique intimacy that strengthens emotional bonds while intensifying physical pleasure. The term alpha male often evokes images of aggressive gym bros or arrogant executives, but the alpha qualities women truly desire are quite different. A genuine alpha male projects quiet confidence, not bombastic arrogance. He carries an I-can-handle-it quality that makes others feel secure rather than intimidated. His presence, not merely physical appearance, draws attention when he enters a room. Consider Tony Stark versus Captain America. While both are strong, Stark constantly proves his status through showmanship, whereas Rogers embodies it through quiet confidence and moral certainty. Women typically find the Captain America type more attractive for long-term relationships because his strength doesn't require validation. The most desirable alpha quality isn't dominance over others, but mastery of self. Remaining calm during crises, taking responsibility without complaint, and showing vulnerability without feeling threatened. In intimate settings, this manifests as confidence without aggression. The most irresistible quality combines strength and sensitivity, the ability to be both commanding and tender when appropriate. When a woman wants more assertiveness in bed, she rarely states it directly. Instead, she communicates through verbal hints and physical cues that many men miss. Watch her breathing patterns during different activities. Does her breathing quicken when you take control by positioning her or firmly directing an activity? Notice if she becomes more vocal during moments when you're most directive. Physical signals offer clear feedback. Scratching your back often indicates desire for greater intensity. When she pulls your hair or grips you tighter as you increase dominance, she's mirroring what she wants from you. Listen for verbal cues like "take me" or "I'm yours," which explicitly invite dominance. Subtler hints include, "I love when you get like this," after assertive moments, or "that was intense," delivered with a smile, after passionate encounters. The 30 seconds before your climax provide revealing insights. When your thrusts naturally intensify and your grip becomes firmer, her response, arching back, tighter grip, increased vocalization, indicates she enjoys greater intensity. Remember that context matters tremendously. The same woman uncomfortable with public possessiveness might respond completely differently when you whisper "you're mine" in private moments. The journey from sexual hesitation to confident assertiveness develops gradually. Begin by planning what seems like a spontaneous, passionate encounter, choosing moments when she feels beautiful and desirable. During this encounter, introduce one new element of assertiveness, perhaps pinning her wrists gently above her head, directing her position with firm hands, or using more commanding language. Watch carefully for signs of increased arousal rather than mere compliance. Create space for feedback without clinical discussion. Instead of asking, "how was that for you?" which breaks the mood, try, "you liked when I took control, didn't you?" This maintains the assertive dynamic while gathering information. Remember that rejection of specific actions doesn't mean rejection of assertiveness entirely. If she dislikes hair pulling but responds well to firm positioning, you've learned about her specific preferences. Build confidence through incremental successes rather than dramatic gestures. Each positive response reinforces your comfort with this role, eventually developing into natural confidence. Stay authentic throughout this exploration. Don't attempt dominance that feels unnatural to you. Instead, identify and amplify aspects of assertiveness that align with your personality in intimate settings. True dominance requires deep vulnerability. The most compelling dominant partners remain emotionally open while exercising physical control. During intense dominant-submissive encounters, the submissive physically surrenders while the dominant emotionally exposes their deepest desires. Both positions demand tremendous trust. Many men struggle with dominance because they fear revealing primal aspects of themselves, worrying their desires might seem excessive. This hesitation undermines the confidence that makes dominance appealing. Similarly, women often experience conflict between desiring submission and feeling it betrays feminist principles. Resolution comes through understanding that consensual submission represents strength, the confidence to temporarily surrender control while maintaining ultimate agency. The healthiest dominant-submissive dynamics involve partners who remain emotionally attuned throughout physical power exchange. The most satisfying dominant partners adjust their approach based on their partner's subtle cues. When we embrace both strength and vulnerability, we discover that power isn't about control, but connection. The courage to reveal our deepest desires and the trust to surrender to another's. This space between dominance and submission offers not just physical pleasure, but profound intimacy.